Sports on Tap Detroit, brought to you by the Realtors of the Joe Wright Group, Jason Stiltner of Flagstar Bank, Baldman Entertainment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
We are tonight's entertainment.
We're here to fuck shit up.
Sports the way it should be. Nothing sugar-coated, we're loaded with all the information you wanted. From legends to prospects, nothing's off limits. Chris and Joe be taking on all topics with no stopping. They keep it going and going and ball hopping at a rate that's hard stopping. With news that's jaw dropping, they're getting it in. Sports Center competition, man, they in it to win. This ain't a fluke, from Carolina to Duke, from MSU to Michigan. You'll know if you listening, if you ain't, you missing it. All the excitement, they shock like a thundercloud and ride with lightning. Get it together, you know ain't nobody better. Bring heat than cold weather, you better put on a sweater. You better just let it go and all come and attack. Sit back, relax, let's tell them it's all tech.
We'll do it live, fuck it!
Welcome to episode 139 of Sports on Tap Detroit, alongside Joe Waddell and Frank Gigotta. I'm Chris Scott. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Doing good. That was a call back to WWE.
Diarrhea Dwayne.
And they're really bad. They're really bad writing these days for Diarrhea Dwayne.
That's the best you could come up with.
It's so bad.
I hope it was writing, though.
I hope
Seth didn't come up with that.
There's no way Seth came up with that.
I'm with you. I have higher hopes for Seth than that, because he's been really good on the mic in his years there, in his 10 years since they entered with the Shield. I really am praying that wasn't him.
Could you imagine the guy, though? Diary. The writer comes up to Seth, and he's like, hey, Diarrhea Dwayne. Call him Diarrhea Dwayne.
And you know, Seth, if that did happen, Seth probably looked at him like, the fuck are you talking about?
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what you're literally going to have me say on national television?
The only way like that gets called through all the levels of writing, that's a Vince McMahon type call.
Somebody said that on Twitter last night when that came out. So is Vince writing this fucking shit right now?
Like, so that Vince called somebody and told them to do that.
So that's going to turn into...
like, the Diarrhea Dwayne thing is like the stupid Red Sox flag we got hanging up next to us that we... added to the background.
Diarrhea. Hey, you did that on your own.
I know. It's for you, buddy.
And I appreciate
it. Doesn't mean
that.
I have to fucking like it.
I'm just sitting there one day and I get a text that says, hey, which one do you like? I was like,
That's true friendship.
It is.
He hates that fucking thing, but he put it up just for you.
Yeah, he put it up just to rub in my face how fucking bad they're going to be.
He did text you earlier telling you how bad they were going to be. That was funny.
They were going to be bad regardless.
Yes, but the fact that you're going to revel in it.
I'm not reveling in it. It sucks.
You will.
Like I said,
my favorite team has sucked for the past decade.
I know, but you're gonna enjoy that they suck just so we can...
Of course, because I fucking hate the Red Sox.
Yeah,
Chris
exactly.
loves me being miserable.
No, that's not true. I was happy for you this year with the Lions. I was.
Okay, that's one thing.
I mean, I kind of was.
I mean...
No, you weren't.
In a way.
Happy for you.
Right.
For you.
Yes, that I believe.
Because you're not an idiot Lion fan. So that's why I was happy for you.
But in general...
Happy for you.
Neither one of you were thrilled.
I think Chris might have been more okay with it than I was.
I agree with that.
I think it's a fair statement.
Yeah, it's a pretty fair statement.
Now, if he was idiot Lion fan, no, not a chance.
Yeah.
But he's not idiot Lion fan. And yes, I'm going to continue to say idiot Lion.
Idiot Lion.
This is the most I've been told I'm not an idiot in a long time, so we can keep this going.
Well, in that case, shut the fuck up, idiot.
I'm starting to feel positive about myself all of a sudden.
And Joe just says, no, get fucked.
Puts the kibosh on it.
Shut the fuck up, idiot. No, I think that line, speaking of idiots, I think that line for Seth is going to turn into the equivalent of Roman Reigns' suffering succotash line.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's equally as bad, and yet it's well into Seth Rollins' career as where Roman's suffering succotash line was early on,
right.
Where his promo skills sucked.
Oh, they were so bad.
So bad.
That's one of the reasons why people hated him.
Show is just like mainstream media spitting false truths like Frank isn't an idiot.
Who said that one?
Rad Devil.
Oh,
one?
Andrew.
That's Andrew. Andrew, you are correct. We are nothing but false media. Fake.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Confefe.
Confif.
But anyways.
The show derails.
The show derails, as it normally does. Generally, it's a little bit later than this when that happens, but.
Yeah.
It's the off-season right now. Off-season. It's going to just be a show that derails no matter what.
Got to wing it.
This is called winging it season. Yeah.
Literally until the NFL draft.
Yes. And then we have.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Chris, fired off.
Okay, so I was on Twitter earlier, and I came across that MLB The Show 24, which is coming out shortly.
Mm-hmm. Is it the MLB The Show?
The MLB The Show, yes, which is coming out shortly. And this year, they've decided to add in your create a player mode, which whether it be, you know, Road to the Show or if you want to create a player for your franchise, that you can create yourself as a female.
Okay.
Okay. I have no issue with this. Like, NHL's been doing it for years now. I have no problem with them doing it for baseball. No big fucking deal. But then you see the fucking hardos on Twitter, like, oh, this is bullshit. You know, females never played MLB baseball or anything like that. I know.
They never played in the MLB?
They never played in the MLB. Yes. Yes. And just stupid, ignorant shit like that, right? So I think about it for a second, and I'm just like, well, wait a minute. So when you create your player, and say you create your player for the Yankees, right? Yeah.
Did you ever play in the MLB?
Exactly. Have you ever played for the Yankees? Oh, no, you didn't.
No.
No, you didn't. Oh, but your stats are like 99, your attributes are 99s all across the board.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, but you have a problem with this. It's a video game, dude. It's a video game. It's not that serious, man.
And guess what?
It's not going to affect your life.
Girls play the video game.
Exactly.
They do.
I know, exactly.
So let me just say this.
I saw this shit. I was like, oh my God, you are like the worst fucking people.
Like, I think it's pretty simple, right? And then tell me if I'm wrong. If you don't like, you don't want a girl playing in the MLB,
yeah,
the show,
yes,
don't create a girl.
Right.
You don't have to.
Right.
Now, if somebody else wants to create a female character,
by all means.
Maybe it's a girl who likes playing the game.
Yes.
The MLB The Show.
Right.
Then in that case, they create the female character for the MLB The Show.
Yeah.
And they play as their character.
I saw this.
Am I irritating you enough with saying the through all this?
No. If anything, I thought you'd be irritating yourself more than me.
But like, it's pretty simple. You don't like it, don't create a female character.
Right. Why do you care?
What does it matter if somebody else creates a female character?
Exactly. Why do you care? Is this impacting your life in any fucking way?
You know what I hope? I hope they play online and they play a team that has a female character and they get beat by that female character. Just because you know they will stew in their anger.
Oh, but you know what it's going to be. You know what they're going to fucking say.
What?
All these online clowns who just, like, they spew, like, racist shit and stuff like that. You know that's what they're going to do.
That's why I play video games, put all that shit on mute.
That's fair. I think it's probably the proper thing to do. Because it's just, especially with, like, social media and stuff like that, you see all these clowns that just, you know, spew off this racist shit and, you know, bigoted shit and stuff like that. It's like, dude. You would never say any of this shit to anybody's face, ever. And that's where Tyson had it right.
And Andrew says, what's that?
That's where Tyson had it right. It's like, you guys have gotten way too comfortable with this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, way too comfortable.
Andrew says, wait till those fans find out that there are women that enjoy sports and video games, too.
Right?
That's a thing.
Crazy.
That is a thing.
But these are the same idiots that have never probably even touched a woman.
Wait, that's true.
You know?
I relate this to, like, and again, not to trigger anybody, but I relate this to, like, the 482 different genders you can claim to be, or what you can claim to be this, you can claim to be that. That's okay. That's great.
Oh,
like,
my
that's
God.
I don't have a problem with you claiming to be whatever it is you want to claim to be. Just don't ask me to buy into it.
I'm not carrying.
I don't give a shit. I'm not going to call you whatever.
No.
Don't ask me to.
I'm not carrying a dictionary with me.
Right. Like,
I'm not going to.
Ask me to buy into your delusion. Mm-hmm. But.
And if I happen
I don't
to get
have
it,
to.
And if I happen to get it wrong,
yeah.
I'm not going
to
apologize.
Right. No. I don't have to buy into your shit. But just like this, they put a female character in the game. You don't have to play as the female character. So what the fuck does it matter to you? Like, to me, I don't call yourself whatever the fuck you want to. I don't have to buy into it, so I don't give a shit. Right. Go ahead.
Like
you can pretend to be a tree today for all I care. Great, you're a fucking tree.
Like, on Wednesdays and Fridays, I identify as a penguin. Yeah. That's the stupidity level that we're at right now. Shit like that. 483.
He said 483. New one came out this morning. Thanks, Andrew. I really appreciate that. I'm a little behind on my news.
Leave it to Andrew. He's always going to correct you.
Like,
that's a funny correction. I like that one.
I sent you a couple of videos on Instagram about that shit. And it's just like, this is literally where we're at.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
It is.
And again, I'm not carrying the dictionary around to maybe offend not offend you, because it's not my job to not offend you.
It's not my job. Listen, if you look like a person who has a dick, I'm going to refer to you as a man or a dude. If you don't want me to do that, okay, correct me. I might still do it, though.
Now,
because you look the way
you look. If you look at me and tell me you're a female, then I will call you a female. If you look at me and tell me you're a male, I will call you a male.
But
outside of that, I'm not doing it.
But I feel like if you walked up to said person and you said, are you male or female?
They would get offended.
They would get offended.
But yet you're supposed to know what to call them without asking that.
But I'm supposed to know. And again, go through my dictionary of what is what I probably have to call you.
And back in the day, we used to call those people Pat.
Yes. Movie Pat. That's Pat. That's right. I remember that. That is true. I think we need that again, to be honest with you.
We can't do that nowadays.
Apparently not.
Just spit out his water.
Almost.
Almost.
So anyways, obviously we went off on a little tangent there. You had a grind my gears as well.
I do have a grind my gears.
I'm very curious to hear, because
this is kind of a weird grind my gears, but
you know what really grinds my gears?
And really this is kind of a grind my gears and a topic. So it grinds my gears.
I have boob franks. I have boobs, Frank. Can you milk me? Yes, you can pretty much milk anything with nipples.
Yes, you can milk anything with nipples. So it grinds my gears when fans of teams refer to players or coaches or people associated with the team as their nicknames that their teammates call them. Like, throughout this year, Lions fan really irritated me with calling C.J. Gardner-Johnson Deucey. Do you know him? Are you his best friend? Are you on the team? You're calling him Deucey? His teammates call him that. Why are you calling him Deucey?
That is his rapper name, though.
Okay. What, again, Newsy Lalonde, right? It irritates me when Wings fans call the head coach Newsy. That's not his fucking name. That's his nickname that people call him that know him. Do you fucking know him? Are you his friend?
I do occasionally call him.
Does he call you at home?
Right, like so here's the topic. It grinds my gears when fans call players and coaches like the nicknames, like you're not on the fucking team.
Well, it's like
you're not his friend.
It's like the Wii thing.
Yes, we have a game tonight. No, they have a game tonight. You don't. You're gonna watch it on TV.
I was gonna say I'm guilty as shit of doing that. So.
I just that kind of shit irritates me. Like calling players and coaches the nicknames that their teammates and their friends call them. It's like you're not on that level. Am I wrong in this? Is it a grind my gears that I'm just kind of an irritated prick most of the time and things irritate me more than they should? Or is that a legit grind my gears? I don't know.
That one I can kind of see both sides of it. I can. Because once you hear it in like the mainstream media and shit like that, especially social media, I get it. It kind of gets in your lexicon.
I've never.
All right, so you're perfect. All right, you're perfect. Doesn't matter.
No, I'm not perfect. I don't grasp that.
But I can see both sides of it. Now, personally, me, no, I don't do that shit.
I mean, I appreciate you calling me perfect. I am going to cut that out later.
I'm sure
I'm
going to
cut it out of the show.
Now, personally, me, I don't do that shit.
Yeah, I can't relate to it.
I see it all the time, and it's like, I get it, because it's on social media, it's everywhere, so I can understand it.
But to me, it's like you said, it's like
the Wii thing irritates the fuck out of me.
So to
like
me,
last night, I
grouped those together almost, though, because like you're almost saying Wii as in saying like you're friends with that guy.
Right.
I'm calling him by his nickname because we're buddies. No, you're not.
It's like last night, like watching the Leafs Bruins game, and you know, in the Leafs group, they're like, oh, Wii. I'm like, no, you did nothing. Like, the Leafs were terrible last night, and they were. They were fucking awful. But they were terrible. You sat on your couch and watched it.
You might have been terrible, too, at doing whatever you were doing. It wasn't playing in that game last night.
You know who started doing that with the Leafs?
Started doing what?
Who started referring to themselves in the Wii context when talking about Toronto?
Who's that?
Bissonnette.
Oh, yeah. But I think he does it more facetiously than anything.
Okay.
Yeah, he's.
I was gonna say I see it like I see the Twitter and I see the Instagram. I don't like hear him say it?
No, he does it more like facetiously.
Than okay.
Anything. Yes.
I was going to say, because that dude played for a couple of teams, and Toronto wasn't one of them.
Right, but he's a Leafs fan. But like he does it more facetiously.
Okay.
Because he's got like four teams he roots for.
And so then, he's like me.
And, or five, depending on what day of the week it is. You know,
he's Frank.
He's me.
So,
except he's played in the NHL. And
Frank, if he's in the middle on this one, I know you're completely on the opposite side of me on this one. I know you are.
I call Bedard Bedsy all the time. Like,
yeah, I just don't relate to that. It is what it is, I guess.
And especially now, like, because literally every NHL player now is younger than me and you.
Yeah.
I found that a little weird. To call him, like, Bedsy or...
I just
find it weird.
Yeah, I mean, I just find it weird, obviously, in a different way, because right. It's just... It
like,
does,
like, if a kid does it, irritating. Like, okay. Like, whatever.
Right.
But, well,
Frank's a lot younger than we are, so...
That's my point. It's like... Like grown ass people that are calling, that are saying like Bedsy and you know shit like that. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah.
That is weird to me. But again, I can understand why it happens. Again, it's like you know social media and it's in the lexicon. It just is. So you catch yourself doing it. It's like people say the MLB. It happens.
I say the MLB just to piss you off.
I know you do, and I appreciate that.
I like that it grinds your gears.
Just like NBA world champions. Like
okay. Andrew says gotta start referring to them as Sonny Boy based on ranches.
Fine.
Young man.
There you go.
That young man up the bat right there is really good.
Young man Bedard.
Yeah, right. So but again, I
don't know. If you're out there listening, if you do that, I don't know, if you don't do that, maybe just put your response in there if you can. That was one that grinds my gears that I thought, you know what? This is probably just a me thing, maybe, or I might be on the minority side of this one, but I just want to see.
I don't think it should bother you as much as it does, but I understand why it bothers you. Like, after you guys just explained it, I get.
Yeah.
I just think it bothers you a lot more than it should.
Probably. I'll admit that. Yeah. Lots of things bother me more than it should, honestly.
Right, and that's what I mean. Like, I get it bothering you.
Yeah. But again, I do relate it. I think Chris hit it perfectly in the head. Is I do relate it kind of to that we thing where it does bother the shit out of me too. Same it does. Like that one really irritates me as well. But I think this one for me goes hand in hand. Whereas with Chris, he doesn't really associate them so much together.
Right.
Whereas in my mind, I do. I associate it as you're saying we when you're calling them by their nickname. It's like you're not a we. But again, that's just in my fucked up head, which we all know. If you were in here ever. You'd be scared as shit.
Nobody wants to tug at that thread.
No.
If you're a homeowner or looking to be a first-time homebuyer, give Jason Stiltner, senior loan officer at Flagstar Bank, a call today at 248-752-3631.
Good asshole.
Jason has great mortgage programs for first-time homebuyers, including down payment assistance options and excellent interest rates. Again, give my guy Jason Stiltner from Flagstar Bank a call today at 248-752-3631 and get the excellent service you deserve. Flagstar Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. NMLS number 27546.
Sports on Tap.
Nice.
Watching this game, I can't stand Matthew Tkachuk.
No, I love Matthew
Tkachuk. I think the thing that bothers me the most about him, though, is that he's really talented.
Oh, he's really good.
I just fucking hate him.
That's fair. He's like one of those guys that you hate, but if he was on your team, you'd fucking love him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I watch him play, and I'm just like, you're such a bitch sometimes. He'll fucking punch a guy in the
face.
So
he's like Brad Marchand.
And he'll hide behind the rest of his team.
Right.
It's just like,
so if Brad Marchand was on any other team but the Bruins, you'd hate him.
Probably not.
You'd hate him.
I love players like
He is.
Like, you got to remember, I loved Avery when Avery was a fucking Dallas Star, a Ranger.
I still have no idea how that dude made the NHL. I really don't.
Neither do I, but I enjoyed every minute of it.
Like, there's no reason he should have been in the NHL. Like, I don't know.
I can't argue that. But New York paid him very well for some reason.
Yeah, and for some reason. Andrew says, I get it grinding gears, but got to look at the other side. Lots of fans are invested and like to think they are a part of the team. And I guess that end sentence also grinds my gears. Because, yes, you're invested as a fan, but you're not a part of the team.
No.
No matter how invested you are.
I don't care how much money you spend. I don't care if you buy season tickets. I don't care how many jerseys or how much apparel you buy.
And this is coming from a guy who had season tickets.
I did.
Like,
I didn't think I was a part of the Red Wings.
You are, in that sense, one of the most invested fans. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like you said, you didn't think you were part of the team.
Nope.
Andrew says he capitalized on every chance he got, every chance he had.
That's the bad Andrew jokes.
Andrew, I didn't realize you became a dad, because that's a really bad dad joke.
Trust me. You think you have bad dad jokes?
Oh, I know I do.
He is terrible with them.
Yeah, but I can get away with it. I'm a dad.
I know.
Like, it's okay for me to do it at this point.
Andrew has no children.
That he knows of.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, he might be a dad.
He might be.
Adopt a child, $39.95, free shipping.
Hey, don't advertise your business on the show without paying us.
Unbelievable.
All right. Next wing it topic.
Yes. So I have some fact or fiction NFL questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Fact or fiction, Kirk Cousins is on track to leave the Vikings.
Fact.
Fact.
I would agree with you. I think it is fact as well. I think another thing, obviously, I've been reading, he's going to end up in Atlanta.
That's kind of the way it's looking.
Yeah.
Unless they do trade for Fields.
I was going to say, unless they trade for Fields, because that has been warming up lately, too. That's been a real hot rumor.
But I think one of those two will be Atlanta's next quarterback.
I can see that.
I would agree with that.
Justin Fields could end up staying with the Bears.
Fact.
I'm going to say fact as well.
It could it's a possibility, yes. I don't see the Bears being smart enough to make that decision. If they are smart enough to make a decision, I think they should, as we've discussed on the show. I don't know if they're smart enough to do it. So I think I'm going to go fiction on that one. It's a possibility. I don't know whether
I guess it
could be a fact. Yes.
Okay. The Steelers still believe in Kenny Pickett.
False.
Fiction 100%.
Fiction. Yeah, that's
honestly
zero.
I don't think Kenny Pickett believes in Kenny Pickett anymore.
I could see Justin Fields ending up there. I could see it.
That'd be another tough situation for him too. I'd hate to see him go to that one. But it's possible. I don't think Kenny Pickett's parents believe in him anymore. Like, and that's a
harsh reality, but you might be right on.
Yeah.
That.
I mean,
Russell Wilson won't find a starting job.
Fact.
I think at this point it is fact. Yeah.
I think teams would rather go with a younger drafted quarterback than to go with Russ at this point, or any older quarterback like that's not maybe Kirk Cousins as a stopgap or something like that.
But I could totally see Vegas doing it. Just signing him, making him the starter.
I want that to happen so bad.
And pushing it down the road.
I want that.
Like, the only thing I wanted to happen more was Harbaugh going to Vegas.
You do like his misery, don't you?
I told you.
Sometimes, yes. When it comes to shit like that, just because I find it funny. It just makes me laugh.
That's great.
Like, there's certain things that make me want to cry, and Chris is like, I hope they happen.
Frank's like, I'm going to just sit in the bathtub in the fetal position and cry. Chris is like, yes, I hope this happens.
He's like the best worst friend.
It's great.
It's honestly just for the reaction. That's it.
I love it.
The Giants are already out on Daniel Jones. 1,000,000%.
One
fact.
1,000,000, one infinity percent. Yes, absolutely. They are no longer, they definitely have the biggest buyer's remorse ever on that contract.
Oh, for sure.
And now Saquon's a free agent.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he won't be back in New York.
No.
And
where does he end up?
Houston.
Frank, I could see Houston. That would make sense. For them, I don't think they're at the point where they should invest a lot of money in a running back. But for them, I think they would think it would make sense because they would get an outlet for Stroud. They've already got a couple of good receivers with C.J. Stroud. Pair him with Damian Pierce, who's kind of a bruiser. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. I don't know, man. If I was Houston, I wouldn't do that.
Think he goes next door?
No.
You can see it? No. Breeze there?
No, with Brees there, I think they're set on Brees. I don't think they do that.
He had some really good games.
I don't know. Honestly, I'd have to really think about that. I'm not sure where would make sense for Saquon to end up.
No, I was trying to think of it off the top of my head. I'm just like, I got nothing right now.
I got nothing, but also because you know my mentality on running backs. Like, yep. I wouldn't invest that kind of money in him. He's going to be, again,
I could see Vegas paying him if they don't take Josh Jacobs back.
Yeah.
Vegas is just, they're one of those teams that'll make a couple of bad deals every offseason.
That's the Vegas way, man.
It is.
Speaking of that, did you see the renderings for the A's baseball stadium in Vegas?
No.
It's one of the ugliest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
I stopped paying attention to that once the mayor backtracked on her comments.
It's so bad.
She had it so right.
Andrew says Chargers.
What?
Andrew says Chargers.
Could see it.
Well, possibly if they're going to part ways with Eckler. I also could see the Cowboys. Because they're going to let...
After they give Dak like $90 million?
Well, they're going to let Pollard walk. Because he looked like he's not the answer, and he's not.
I tried to
tell people that he's not. He was a great change of pace guy. Mm-hmm. He's not a full time running back. But I was the idiot when I said that when he was playing across from Zeke. But
you'd have been the idiot even if you didn't say it.
That's true. I'll own that. That's fine. I could see him going to Dallas. I could see Jerry.
Jared Jones
signing.
I could see him giving him the bag.
Yep. Which is, again, the reason I could see it, it's a dumb move.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see it.
Sad. Look how much they're going to give Dak here shortly.
Yeah. It's a bad fucking move. Both of those moves will be bad.
Jarrett Stidham is the Broncos' plan at QB.
No.
No.
Yes.
I say no because I don't want it to be true.
I say no because he's not a starting quarterback in the league. If they think he's a starter, then they're sadly fucking mistaken. He might be a stopgap.
But it's 85 over the next 2 years. But with all that dead cap space, you have to make a cut somewhere. So do they just try to build a team around him and then go get a quarterback down the road?
How much dead cap space is like $83 million or something like that?
Over the next 2 years. It's like 30-something this year and then 40-something the following year.
Honestly, I think Denver drafts a quarterback with their 12th overall pick this year. If one of the guys falls to them, they could take a Bo Nix. They could take a Penix Jr. if he falls to them at 12. I mean, there's Drake May. Shit, maybe they get J.J. McCarthy if he doesn't go in the top five.
I can't believe how... Yeah. That dude shot up.
People are after the fucking combine.
He had a cannon of an arm, but had zero accuracy.
Yeah, he couldn't.
The combine, now there's mock drafts putting him at three.
I know.
I saw that.
They're before the mock drafts or before the combine, they were putting him up there.
And when will these GMs learn, man? The underwear Olympics. Stop using that as gospel. Stop.
I don't know, man, but I.
Caleb Williams, of all people, said it perfectly. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But he said, just look at the tape. Look at what I've done throughout my career. That's how you need to look at these kids.
Lost big games.
Well, I was going to say, and in that sense, yes.
And then cried after it.
But he's not really the one that should be pointing that out. But yes, it's a good point.
Yeah, just look at what these kids have done. Look at the systems they're in college and compare it to what you run and then see how they worked in those systems.
Right.
Don't just go get Caleb Williams because you think he's the best talent. Does your system compare to what he ran in college? Do you think he was that talented in college? The combine means nothing, essentially.
Well, the combine, I'm okay with the combine being a portion of your analysis, right?
But yeah.
It's like analytics.
Too many teams use it as the only thing they base things on. It's like, all right, there's the interview portion you should base it on. There's the combine. There's their actual fucking tape. There's what they've accomplished in their not even just their college careers, but their high school careers. Go all the way back. Look at that. That can tell you a lot, too.
And then you got fucking Jim Harbaugh sitting up in the box timing all the Michigan guys. What's the point of that? Are you just going to draft all the guys?
You got to find out if his teammates went to his birthday party.
you do have to find that out.
You got
to
find that out. That's real shit.
I can tell you for a fact, nobody went to Caleb Williams' birthday
party. That's real shit right there. You got to find that out.
And his mom went. guarantee his mom.
Yeah, and none of his friends came, and he cried in his mom's lap. That's what happened.
With an umbrella in his face.
That's a fact.
Right.
Those are facts, folks. Facts. Look those up.
And his fucking dad wants a portion of whatever team drafts him.
I saw that. Like, dude.
God. I had heard that as a
like,
rumor.
This is the thing. If all this shit that's come out about him is even remotely true, do you really want to, if you're in the organization, do you really want to deal with that headache?
Okay, this is why the Bears are going to not keep Justin Fields and they're going to draft Caleb Williams, because it will be the dumbest fucking move that could ever be made on the planet Earth right now. Because Caleb Williams is not a player I would want on my fucking team. I didn't think he was going to be that great. He's not the end-all, be-all quarterback, no, in my opinion, even in this fucking draft. And I think we all three agree on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But all the shit that's been said by him, all his family, his dad, all that bullshit, I wouldn't want to go near that dude with a fucking 10-foot. No way. No fucking way.
My first requirement for drafting a kid, if I was a GM, would be your parents don't get involved. 100, like, that is not even a negotiable point.
I would not want to draft this kid if I was any fucking franchise right now. But this is, that's what makes me think the Bears are definitely going to draft him.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a dumb fucking move. So, yep.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be. It just, because you're right. Again, for like all these NFL teams, they're always, oh, we don't want distractions. We don't want distractions. You're about to bring in a huge distraction if you draft him.
Well, and let's go down the list, right? Not to get too far off topic on this one. I know you want to go through more of the NFL stuff.
Oh, there's only one more left, so.
But like Caleb Williams and all the issues, right? All the things that there's question marks, right? I'm not saying they're just end all be all. Just fucking, you should cut them off.
They're red flags.
I would.
They're red flags.
It's a lot of red flags.
Yeah.
Right. But I'd rather go with Jaden Daniels, who's taller. About the same size.
That's who Vegas wants bad, from what I'm reading.
I would rather go with, and I don't like Drake May, but I'd rather go with Drake May. Same size, 6'5", as opposed to 6'1", and doesn't come with the baggage that you're coming with right now. I'd rather have, not JJ, although he might turn out to be a better quarterback. He's only a couple inches taller, about the same size.
I don't think Michael Penix Jr.
I'd rather have Michael Penix Jr.
I could see him being a decent quarterback in the league.
There's other options, and Chicago, if you stay at one and take Caleb Williams, I think it's dumb. And if you stay at one and you don't take Caleb Williams, I think it's dumb. I think you need to trade out of that spot. Mm-hmm. If you're smart, you trade out of that spot, you keep Justin Fields, and you get more picks. Because if you stay at one and take anybody else than Caleb Williams, you will be questioned for the rest of existence on not taking Caleb Williams. Trade out of that spot. Unless you love one of those other quarterbacks. But you can still trade back and get one of them. So if that's really what you want to do, trade back, trade Justin Fields, and then get your quarterback. If you like
Justin Fields, trade back to 2 or 3 and take Marvin Harrison Jr.,
yeah,
which would be the smart move, in my opinion.
Well, and even him. Like, I'm not going to dog him, but even Marvin Harrison Jr., I think those are the receivers in this draft that are comparable to him. I don't think he's the end-all, be-all of receivers in this draft either. But everyone just has him ranked so much higher than everybody else.
I think he's just crazy talented, though.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I just don't think there's as big of a gap as people are saying there is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I could agree.
He's crazy
with that.
Talented. I just don't think it's a he's way up here and everyone else is way down here. I think if you're a team there and you trade back, you can get get more picks and get almost as talented of a wide receiver,
right,
or a receiver who might produce better than just sticking there and getting him. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Tangent. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
I love draft talk. My bad.
I know you do. The last one on this list, the Falcons want a proven starter. Yes, obviously. Fact. We kind of just talked about this.
Fact.
Like the first question.
Fact. To me, it's either going to be Justin Fields or Kirk Cousins. But they're going to have one of those two.
Is Fields a proven starter?
To me, he is.
I think so.
I mean, opinion-wise, I think he is. But has he proven it?
To me, he has. It depends on what you see. To me, I believe he's proven he can be a starter in the league. He just needs the right coaching, in my opinion.
Yeah,
he's crazy talented.
He is.
And he's got a cannon of an arm. He has accuracy.
I've caved to that at this point. I think he is crazy talented. I just don't think he's proven, based on things like coaching, to be capable of taking on the starting quarterback role. I think he has the potential to do it. I just don't think he's proven that he can. And I think things like coaching have held him back from proving that.
seeing that, that's where, that's, like that's I said, it's kind of,
yeah,
it's kind of through the eyes of
yeah.
It's through your own eyes, right? To me, I see the coaching has held him back, and I see how talented he is. I see some of the throws he's made, his rushing ability, his ability to evade the pocket, get out of the pocket, stretch a play out. Like, there's a lot of things I've seen from him, despite coaching holding him back. He's been able to succeed as far as making great throws, making great decisions, and showing on the field that he has the talent to produce. Right. Now, being able to produce wins comes with his talent being paired with coaching. And again, that's through my eyes, not right. yours. You see something different. We're kind of seeing the same thing, coming to different conclusions based on,
right.
on how we determine that, right? It's just how you determine based on what we see.
Right. Now, don't get Chris? Me wrong. I hope Vegas trades for him. And I hope that he's proven that he's a starting quarterback.
I mean, okay, now I have a new thing I want to happen. Frank even wants him to go to Vegas now.
Oh, boy.
I've said that for a while now.
Justin Fields in Vegas? Oh, man. Oh, buddy. Chris, what is your thought process? Because we're kind of like, we're seeing the same thing, but we're saying, we've come to different conclusions based on the exact same vision of what we see, right?
I feel like he can, I feel like he is proven. You see, he can do it. It's just, whenever he gets on that role, it seems like he gets pulled back by coaching for whatever reason. I don't know why. They try to keep him healthy. I don't know. But I feel I've seen enough of him being able to do it that he can do it with the proper, you know.
If he's put in the right situation.
If he's put in the right situation, yeah. I feel like he's proven he can do it.
Right.
So, yes, in okay. my opinion, that means.
I'm kind of pulling for him to go to Atlanta. I think that okay. would be a perfect spot for him. I really do. And I, yeah.
I mean, he's allowed to throw the ball to Kyle Pitts then.
I mean, I would.
They got so. A they got a new coach. They hopefully will allow Kyle Pitts to have some catches this time.
They might even allow Bijan to be involved in the game plan.
Again, Arthur Smith is not there.
Right.
So already you've upgraded. You can have a cardboard cutout of anybody, and it's already an upgrade.
I think even a cardboard cutout of Bijan Robinson would have been benched if Arthur Smith was there. Bijan, get on the bench. Oh, wait, that's not Bijan. Never mind.
He had 7 yards one game.
I know.
It's so bad.
Tyler Allgeier was getting Tyler more Allgeier, playing time than Bijan Robinson, like consistently. That's so bad. Oh, all right. What's the last one you got?
That was the last one.
Oh, it was the last one. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that. That was a good segment.
I thought so.
So I do have a question, and I thought about this when you asked the Saquon Barkley one.
Yes.
Would you rather have Derrick Henry or would you rather have Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley.
Okay. Why?
I think Derrick Henry's washed.
I
agree with you on that.
I would rather have a more versatile back.
And that is well.
Who's had less wear and tear than a bruising running back who's had more wear and tear and more carries.
I know Saquon's got the injury history. I get it.
Same.
But to your point, I don't think he has the same wear and tear on his body that Derrick Henry does. And he is, to me, more versatile.
Kind of because of those injuries, right? He's kind of avoided a lot of the wear and tear because he's had some fluky injuries.
He's got less miles on him.
Yeah, and he's had some fluky injuries that kept him out. I don't necessarily think he's injury prone, but he's borderline on the injury prone list. But again, he's more versatile. I think there's a higher upside for him. I think you can use him in more ways. Again, if you mm-hmm. were to put me on the spot as being the owner of a franchise or the GM of a franchise, I wouldn't take either one of them because I'm not signing a fucking running back to a big contract. But twist my arm, choose one, I'm choosing Saquon.
And everything I've read, Baltimore's the foregone conclusion for Derrick Henry.
See, that I don't necessarily mind so much. Because like we've talked about numerous times on the show, if you're a team at that cusp, which the Ravens clearly are, I don't mind that.
No,
and you're not going to have to pay them top dollar to do it.
No, and you see what they've done with. So Gus Edwards is a bruising running back, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yep.
he's not as talented as Derrick Henry.
Well, you see what the Ravens running backs,
but they
always get hurt.
What they do, but they also always put up great yards per carry and have holes to run through. So like. Yeah, I wouldn't hate that for them. I'm with you, Chris. I think it for them it's probably a smart move because going back to the caveat of if you're a team that is on the cusp and that's what you need, paying a little bit more for a running back for a short term, if that gets you over the hump, that's when you do it, right? Or that's right. when you draft that first round running back, get that fifth year option when you're there, right? If it wouldn't make sense for like 26 other teams, right?
Right.
But for some of those teams who are right there, yeah, I wouldn't hate that move. And for Baltimore, I don't. I don't hate that.
Okay.
And I think he's the type of running back that Baltimore would use. I don't think Barkley would make sense in Baltimore.
No, he's not either.
He's not the type of running back that would make sense in Baltimore. Derrick Henry is.
If you sign Saquon to be the guy. If you sign Derrick Henry, you can put him as the Thunder in a Thunder and Lightning type of combination.
Andrew, you're right. Imagine Arthur Smith coordinating for Fields in Pittsburgh. Unstoppable.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, that would be something.
That'd be bad.
That would be something.
But he could potentially be doing something with Justin Fields in Pittsburgh.
Got it. If that happens to that poor kid. Jesus. Wow.
No talent, and he's got Arthur Smith calling his plays.
Man. Yeah, like a lack of talent on the team, Arthur Smith calling the plays, telling him not to use any of the actual weapons he does have, which are few and far between.
God, please go to Pittsburgh. I mean, as talented as I think the guy is at this point, and he's proven to have talent, we can argue about the starting part, but he's definitely proven he's talented. I would end up being right just because of coaching situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I'm completely comfortable saying I'm wrong on the guy, but I would end up being right just because of Arthur Smith.
Yes. Well, and listen, we've talked about it before. I think even with these quarterbacks that get drafted, right? I mean, the ones that fail don't necessarily always fail just because of them, right? Right. It's a lot about situation and team they get drafted to, coaching staff. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
Dude, we've talked about it forever, but Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Tannehill is a talented quarterback. He's not the greatest quarterback in the league by any means, but he's talented.
He's a bum.
But if you... Touche. Touche.
There is no stat that we can argue that statement.
I mean...
I'm sure Joe could find one.
If you give me a minute.
Exactly.
But based on the eye test, he is a talented quarterback.
We did do a show where I threw out a bunch of Ryan Tannehill stats, and this is Chris, by 3 minutes into it.
Chris hates stats.
I'm definitely not a stat guy.
He went fucking cross-eyed and dozed off.
Like, that's what I hear. Like, all these analytic nerds talking about, like...
Just call me a fucking nerd?
No. Yes. You are a stat nerd, 100%. But these analytic nerds talking about, you know, on base percentage and all this other bullshit. Now I'm like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. Like, I hate you.
Andrew says, say talented one more time, Frank.
Talented.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't get into the analytics.
Oh,
stats. I don't really get into that.
It's just because it doesn't, you have analytics, but it doesn't take into account, like, flow of the game or anything like that.
Situation.
Like it doesn't take anything of that into account.
It doesn't take into account the moment.
It doesn't.
And it takes into account history.
It does. Again, you want to use it as a tool?
Yes.
Fine. But when you start using it as gospel, you're already fucked. You've lost.
Yep. Speaking of gospel, Baldman Entertainment, the resident DJ for St. Hubert's Festival every year. If he's good enough for God, he's good enough for you. We all know planning an event such as a wedding, birthday party, graduation party, or any other event that might require a DJ can be very hairy. Eliminate the stress and give Steve Waddell at Bald Man Entertainment a call today at 586-747-5402. Again, that's Bald Man Entertainment, 586-747-5402. The best decision you can make for a smooth event.
Nicely done.
Call him. He's talented.
Thank you. He said it again, Andrew.
All right, so I actually have some more questions. This is early off-season shit.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
It's early off-season shit.
I love this.
So why not? Why not do it? All right.
This is one we get to have fun with.
Let's do it.
This is one we definitely get to have fun with. What is your early Super Bowl 59 pick?
Ooh.
Not just who wins it, but who's playing in it.
San Francisco.
Okay.
I think we get a rematch.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go San Fran and Baltimore.
Okay.
San Fran and Baltimore.
I'm going to go Bills versus Packers.
I don't think the Bills are ever getting there.
Okay.
I don't. I listen.
For your sake, I hope.
For your sake, I hope they do. I'll be honest with you.
That'd be great.
I would be all for it. I would, but I look at that team and I just think their time was, I think it just ended. Like, I don't really see them getting in there at this point.
Nope.
Josh Allen to me is just, to me, I hate to say this because I fucking love the dude at one point. He can't get it done.
Huh?
He can't. I don't know.
I don't disagree with you. From the way he played this past year especially, it's hard to disagree with you.
If I sound extremely disappointed saying that, it's because I am. Because I thought he was the next big fucking coming of Jesus quarterback, whatever there is. But, man, he's just disappointed year in and year out now, man.
I don't hate the Green Bay pick, though.
That's why Green Bay could be
Buffalo, Green Bay. I don't hate on that one either. I mean, look at what they did this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Jordan Love's first fucking year as the starter.
They were complete ass and turned it around on a dime. And from Thanksgiving on, just tore shit up.
And almost beat San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't hate that pick.
Who's your pick to be next season's MVP?
Joe Burrow.
Jordan Love for me.
That's a good one. That's a good one. CMC.
Oh, that's outside the box. I like that.
Should have been this year.
I agree. Which is why I think if he has another year like this year, I think they actually give it to him next year.
I just hope he stays healthy 2 years in a row.
I don't hate that Jordan Love pick, though. That's a good one.
All right. Name one team, coach, or player who will break out in the 2024 season.
Does Jordan Love count as already being broken out?
To me, yes. But if that's who you want to go with.
Because I really do think he fucking shines next year.
Yeah.
Because it was about a half a season of him shining this year. Almost beat San Fran in the playoffs. Let me think a little bit more. I'm going with him right now. But let me think a little more. I'll come with one that's not as obvious.
Okay.
I'm going to take the same team. But I'm going to go Jaden Reed.
Okay. I'm actually going to go with a team, and I think it's the Falcons. I think if they get one of those quarterbacks, whether it be Fields or Kirk Cousins, I think they're going to be a really good fucking team. And I think that team's going to win that division.
On paper, they definitely would become a good team.
Right.
Especially if they can get themselves another wide receiver.
Yep. Listen, if they get themselves a legitimate quarterback, they're going to be a good team.
Oh my God, what the hell is this chick wearing? Good Lord.
What the?
Whoa.
That's an awful.
Woof.
That's an awful. Oh, what the fuck?
God, that's terrible. All right, anyways.
I just think Jaden Reed's going to end up proving to be more of like Debo Samuel type talent.
All right, I can see that.
Yeah, I don't hate on that one. I'm going to go with – I'm going to give you two outside-the-box ones here. There are two that are not as obvious as Jordan Love. I'm going to go with Richardson in Indy. He shined pretty good in the first few games there. He got hurt. If he can stay healthy and not take those hits, I think he can break out pretty good in the NFL next year. Tajay Spears taking over for Derrick Henry in that backfield.
Okay.
I think he might shine pretty good in that backfield. He showed flashes.
I like the Anthony Richardson pick. I really do like that kid.
He looked good in the few games he played, and he was he was a difference maker for that team.
Yeah,
he couldn't keep from taking the hard hit.
I've always been high on him though.
And you were, because I remember we were talking before that.
I wanted him to stay one more year at Florida, and then I wanted the Lions to grab him.
Yep. And you were dead on with how high he got drafted, because when we talked early on, I think it was before the national championship game. I was like, I don't think he gets drafted that high. I think he goes in a late first round. And sure enough, you were right. He jumped up into that first round high. But yeah, he showed a lot of talent in the few games he played. He just needs to stop taking those big hits and keep from getting hurt.
He puts himself in bad positions.
Yeah.
And that's something you got to learn early on, because if you don't, you're going to end up being injury prone your entire career.
I do like Andrews. He said Rashi Rice. And that's another one. I think maybe he kind of already did break out a little bit, but he's another one that you could see a lot more from next year. A lot more.
I think he will prove to be a number one receiver next year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think he's questionably a number one right now. I think he proves that he definitely is.
Oh, okay.
Chris Topher?
Yes. What is one move you want to see this offseason?
I want to see Atlanta get a legit quarterback because I like the players on that team. London and Pitts, Bijan Robinson. I want to see that offense work with an actual capable quarterback and a capable coach. I would like to see what that offense could do because I think they're fucking dangerous.
I'm going to go with two of my teams. First one I want to see happen is I want Snead in Detroit. I think if Snead comes to Detroit, that secondary becomes a problem. Not a huge one, but somewhat of a problem. And the other one, make all the jokes you want, but I want Justin Fields and I want him in Vegas.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not against that. I mean, they have weapons. You know what I mean?
I only said make fun of it because it's me saying it.
I know.
For me, because of now how many picks the Bills have in this draft, they have 11.
Oh, jeez.
I want to see them do something with those fucking picks.
Trade them, trade up.
Do what you got to do. Make a big splash to add like an already solidified player to your team.
Yeah.
Like you got picks to do it. Like this is, you said their window's closed. I think this year is their window. Their window is slammed shut after this season, this coming season.
Yeah.
Go all in. Do it.
I think the door is like this close to being closed.
Fine.
And I'm with you there. I don't think it's completely closed yet. I think maybe we're
this is the year.
This is the year, yeah.
You got to go all in, man. Do it.
I mean, Josh Allen can totally redeem himself.
He can.
Like he's
Did you just pull a Dumb and Dumber line? Just when I thought you couldn't get any dumber. You go and totally redeem yourself. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't think everything we said about him earlier, I fully believe. I believe he's totally blown it. I think he was potentially going to be the best quarterback in the league at one point, and he's just shit the bed on that. But the potential is still there. He can turn his career around and end up being that best quarterback in the league.
Well, like I said, take those picks and make a huge splash. Like I said, you got to go all in this year. You have to.
Well, and along those lines, This is wishing. It's not going to happen. I don't think there's any way they can make it happen. I would love to see the Browns, who traded away all their fucking first-round picks and don't have one this year because of Watson. I would love to see them find a way to get back into the first round and take a good player. I would love to see them get a difference maker in the first round, get into the first round somehow. Make a trade, somehow, some fucking way, get up there and get a difference maker in the first round.
I think I know the answer to this question, but who's their quarterback next year?
Watson.
You think they're going to stick with him?
Yeah. Okay. They have to. There's no fucking choice at this point. Now,
I mean, they could go pull Denver and fucking cut
not,
his ass.
Listen, they're not smart. They ain't that dumb. They're going to stick with him at this point and ride it until the fucking wheels fall off. One of them's already creaky. But we'll see.
That's why I said I was pretty sure that was going to be the answer, but I had a little bit of hope that maybe they would move on from him.
Andrew says Browns hire VP of massage therapy. Quarterback performance dramatically improves. Not on the field, but yeah.
I don't know. He was pretty good when he was allowed to get massages.
Nice. That was the last question of that.
Sorry. That was it?
No. Yeah. Oh.
Sure. Damn.
Yeah, no.
Got any more?
No, that's all I got for right now.
Look some more up?
Sure. Let's see. The Seahawks released Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs.
Yep.
And Will Disley.
Does it show Diggs' tweet on there?
No.
How you get fired on your day off.
That's funny. And the Dolphins released starting linebacker Jerome Baker.
Apparently, yeah, they're in cap trouble, though.
Yeah, they are. That's what they kind of said is like the cap.
Have the Saints done anything?
Not that I know of.
Are you just going to go into next season being fucking $17 million over the cap? Or?
Like we said, man, the salary cap in the NFL is not real. It isn't. It's not a real thing.
Here's a good question. Will the quarterback market get reset? And how many times?
This year? Yeah. Once Jared Jones decides he wants to sign Dak to a ridiculous contract, yes.
So there's Dak.
Yeah.
There's Trevor.
Oh, God.
Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
Tua. There's a lot of big contracts coming for quarterbacks.
And that's the ridiculous thing, because are any of those dudes worth, like, mega contracts?
Well.
Any of them?
Nope.
Goff's going to get the bag.
I think Goff is going to get the bag.
Numbers I've seen are anywhere between 43 and 48 million a year.
If they sign him for anything under 50, it's a bargain. I'm just throwing that out there. So the Lions fans can be happy if he signed for anything under 50 a year. I was figuring
the 48 for him and then the 28 for Sunga.
And again, so if Amon-Ra signs for anything less than 30, you're getting a discount. Truly.
Yeah, that's a pretty narrow window at this point. That's between 26 and 28 for him.
Yeah, if anything less than 30, Lions fans should be happy because that's a bargain.
Okay.
But yeah, I think Goff gets the bag. I think Dak gets the bag because Jury is fucking insane. Trevor won't get record money, no. But he'll get good enough money. He's a quarterback, right? And mm-hmm. Jordan Love. Jordan Love's going to get pretty damn good, but he's not going to get the bag like Jared Goff or like Dak, but he's going to get signed to a pretty damn good contract.
He'll get a solid contract.
It's going to be a pretty good contract.
It'll be a three-year, four-year maybe, but he'll get renegotiated if he keeps playing the way he did at the end of the season.
It'll be a pretty good contract, though.
Yeah.
I think they saw enough from him where they're confident they don't need to draft anybody else right now. He's their guy. I think he'll get a pretty good contract. And Tua succeeds in that offense. And as long as Mike McDaniel's there, he's going to continue to fucking stay there. And they're going to sign him to a big contract. They're going to keep him.
I got to see some of these contracts. It's like I said, it's like.
What the league is so starved for quarterbacks, it is. Too. Like look at the guys that like there's going to be like six quarterbacks going the first round this year. Mm-hmm. If these mock drafts are correct, right? Bo Nix. Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy,
Jaden Daniels,
and Caleb Williams, Drake May.
Like
that's
I look
six
at all,
quarterbacks.
And I look at all of them, and I'm just like, I don't see it for like any of them.
So Jaden Daniels,
he's the only one I kind of look at, and I'm like, okay,
Jaden Daniels, I like
kind of see it, but like all the other ones, I'm like, I don't see it.
I like Michael Penix too, honestly.
I'm not a Penix guy. I'm not.
Those are the two that I like. Enough. Now I'm not saying they're can't miss.
Isn't that dude
right?
like 30?
I mean, he might be.
Seriously,
Michael Penix.
No, I'm just kidding. He's not that old.
I mean, but you kind of saw it, like, in that national championship game when he was under pressure. He didn't look great when he was under pressure, man. He just didn't.
I think he's got the tools, and with coaching, I think he can make steps. I think those two guys, to me, are the – those are my top, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of them are can't misses, and I don't think there's really ever – well, there has been can't misses. Peyton Manning, right? I mean, yeah. Andrew Luck, right?
No.
But I don't see
– even with Peyton, Ryan Leaf did better.
Well, Ryan Leaf got I mean,
I don't literally think Ryan Leaf was better, but
no, I get what you're saying.
Who ranked him higher than Peyton Manning?
There were, but like, I don't see any of these guys as being can't miss. I can tell you, I don't agree with the crowd on the Caleb Williams train.
Nope,
and I don't agree with the crowd on the Drake May train.
Penix is 23, so he's still for a rookie.
That's
yeah.
Older for a rookie.
Yeah, it's older for a rookie.
It's not, you know.
So here's another question to follow up. What will the Chicago Bears do with the number one pick? Now we've talked about, will they keep a quarter? Will they keep Fields? Will they draft a quarterback? What will they do? Here and now, what do they do with that number one pick?
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think they're going to be idiots and take Caleb Williams.
Unfortunately, I will agree with you both. And I think they're just dumb enough to stick around at number one and take Caleb Williams. Then I think it's the dumbest fucking move ever. What will Jim Harbaugh's first offseason back in the NFL look like?
Uneventful.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Frank on this one. I think he's going to kind of see what's under the hood. And then I think it's one of the biggest reasons why he took the job, is he realizes that's not a bad team. It isn't.
Right.
So I don't think he has to do much in the way of like making it that much better. And I think he's such an egomaniac that he's like, well, just my presence here, we're going to be good.
So yeah.
I don't really think he's going to do, to be honest, I maybe something small around the edges, but I don't see that making a big splash.
Defense.
Hey Alicia.
Focus.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
She said Eric would say something, but he's sleeping.
Well, that's fair. He's going to Florida tomorrow or Thursday?
Thursday, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
Must be nice.
And Andrew says it has to be uneventful because of their cap situation, which I tend to agree with too.
Their cap situation is poor cap not situation. Great.
But I do think that they trade Khalil Mack, and I think they make, not noise, but they do a little bit of something on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a trade rumor. Trey Lance linked to Vikings as Kirk Cousins replacement.
Saw that.
Oh, wow.
That would be something.
Well, that would be a
competition for the worst team in the NFC North.
That would be something. All right. I don't know if it'd be a good something, but it'd be something. Oof.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at the Raiders rumored to be trading up in the draft.
They want Jaden Daniels.
They do. Shit, they're just sitting acquiring the number one overall pick. From what I'm reading here.
Oh, my God. If they jump up and take Caleb Williams,
we take another tight end.
Oh, yes. We need another.
Oh, man. You could just see the look on his face when you said that. I'm like, oh, yes. Please make this happen. Now I want that to happen more than Justin Fields going there. I want them to jump to number one to take Caleb Williams now.
The worst thing I said was the fact that I wanted Justin Fields going there, because that kind of took all the storm out of your excitement.
Yes, you're right.
Justin Fields potentially going there.
But I still would like to see it happen, because I would
I don't think they take Caleb Williams, though, if they get number one.
So here's this. I want to see the Raiders take Caleb Williams, because I think he's not going to be that good.
Right.
And I want to see him fail in at the Raiders, with the Raiders.
Yeah, because
and
you want to see me miserable.
I want to see you unhappy a little bit with the Raiders. It's entertaining to me. I would love to
see... Like, I haven't been unhappy with the Raiders for 22 fucking years.
True, but still. I would love to see Justin Fields go to the Raiders, because I would love to see him succeed as a Raider, and you have to admit, finally, that you root for him, and he's a good quarterback.
Yeah. If he goes there, I will root for him.
So it's two different fucking ideas of why I want them to go there.
Or we could just draft Jaden Daniels and I can be happy.
None of us want you to be happy, Frank.
I know.
Come on, man.
The world doesn't want me to be happy.
We're your friends. We're not supposed to want you to be happy.
Play my tiny violin. Whether you're buying or selling your home, now's the time to take advantage of having the expertise of 4 real estate agents for the price of 1 on your side. Make the right move with the right group, the Joe Wright Group. Give Craig Joe Wright, Mike Bush, Shane Wilson, and Alex Drocher a call today. Phone number is 248-535-4750 to fulfill all your real estate needs.
No, I sound drunk.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Chinooka.
Yes.
All right. What else we got, boys?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. Give us a like, share, and follow on our social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. You can find all of our podcasts on your favorite podcast provider. As always, check out SOT.
Oh, I did have one more.
DET.
I just thought about it.
Come.
No, you could have finished it. We could have done it after you read all that shit.
Oh, yeah, good. Go ahead.
But with Jason Kelsey retiring,
uh-huh.
And I thought, I thought his speech was great. It was funny, especially he's coming out there in a sleeveless shirt. He's just like, fuck it. This is, and that's why I like that guy, because it's not fake. It's just, this is who he is. It's like,
cool. I didn't really see much of it, but I saw bits and pieces, and from what I saw, I liked it.
But
he dropped 2 F bombs.
He did.
Which I appreciated.
Yep.
And he called Nick Foles Big Dick Nick.
He did. That he did.
I did hear that part, yeah.
But with him retiring, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No. Not first ballot. Is he a Hall of Famer? Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a first ballot.
I think if he is in the media as much as he is currently, by the time his Hall of Fame year comes around, yes, he is. I don't think he deserves it, but I think he will be. If he stays present,
from
like
saturation, basically, yeah. Him being,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I've read today, like every network is after, like NBC.
Fuck yeah. Oh, of course they are.
And I think it was ESPN.
I think that's one thing that helped him decide to retire.
Yeah, I mean,
he's probably going to have a more lucrative.
I would say he's probably going to make more money doing his podcast and doing the studio work than he is playing football.
Yeah. I also think he takes a year or two off before he jumps into the booth.
See, I don't think he's going to do that.
I think he jumps right in. Yep.
The dude's a natural. He really is. I think he'd be really good.
Yeah,
he'd rather be in the booth or in the studio.
Entertaining as shit.
Yeah, I think he jumps right into it. I think him. Was it Whitworth?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wentworth.
Wentworth. Yeah.
I think he's great too.
I think he's awesome.
That dude makes me laugh every time.
And I think Kelsey's going to be the same way. Honestly, I think he's going to just fit right in. He's gonna sit in there. He's oddly enough, people don't realize this. Offensive linemen are some of the most knowledgeable and actually most educated guys on that field.
Yep. And they have personality.
They do.
Right. Like, they really are super smart guys when it comes to just life and football. Like, they know the game.
Yep.
They have to know so many things. It's for protection purposes. They have
especially
to know
a center.
They have like, to know everything.
Yeah, you got to like.
Well, you're the captain of that line as a center. Yeah. Like,
it's kind of like a catcher in baseball.
Yeah,
like you got to kind of know like
what's going on. They're very, very well educated dudes, and they're smart. So like, they kind of fit when they go to the booth or when they go to broadcasting. So
I think he's going to jump right in. Oh, and also Andrew says Tigers over under 80.5 wins. I'm taking the over, and I think they're going to win the division.
Wow.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, but you.
which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack. I'm gonna go with under. Unfortunately, I just don't have faith in any. I don't see Chris, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're right because you do know more about baseball than I do. I just don't see that team.
It's purely simply because of the
pitching
plan. No, the division. The division's fucking terrible.
It is bad. I don't know. I just don't see that team making.
Javi Baez still can't hit a fucking ball.
And Javi Baez still can't hit a ball.
He showed up to spring training early to learn how to hit a ball, and he still can't hit a fucking ball.
Yeah, he's in mid-season form. But I don't think that matters. I really don't.
Andrew says the division and their pitching. I'm yet to buy in on the pitching staff.
Yeah,
but
I'm with you, Joe. I'm going on the under on that one.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong.
Well, as long as they're not worse than the Red Sox, we're fine. It was probably going to be the worst team in baseball besides the A's.
No, I give that look because they might be worse than the A's. The only thing they have is Rafael Devers. The only
and
thing
honestly,
they
I wouldn't be shocked to see him get traded at the deadline. It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
I'm just going to like this back and forth all baseball season. It's going to be fun. It's not really going to be a back and forth.
No back and forth. We're in total agreement here.
It's going to be him poking fun at the Red Sox and you just going, yeah, nope, you're right.
I have no choice but to agree.
Yeah, yep.
They're fucking terrible.
So they might lose every game to the Yankees this year.
Andrew says they at least get free pop.
They do. Nice. It's bad enough I got to sit here with a fucking Alex Rodriguez baseball in front of me. Now you're going to bring up the
hey,
losing every
if
game
I
got to
sit with a stupid Red Sox flag behind me, you got
to
sit there with
that. You
Alex.
Did that to
I don't
yourself.
Even like, I don't like Alex Rodriguez.
I'm going to turn the Alex Rodriguez ball to face you next time.
I don't want it. No.
I'm going to make sure
leave
his name
on
is,
your half of
I'm
the
I'm
going
to make sure his name is facing right at you next time.
Leave it next to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I'm gonna make sure Baker's facing you, too. He is, isn't he?
Ooh. They have totally off topic from anything important.
Okay.
But they have, you know, those pop yourself things.
That's what we do here. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, you can make your own pops.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Dunk Kings one.
Okay.
I thought about ordering you one with you in the Dunk Kings costume.
Speaking of Baker.
I would love that, actually.
I know you would.
It'd be great.
Speaking of Baker, I did see somewhere where talking about him going to New England.
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hope not. They have no team there. They'd be worse than going to Carolina when you went to Carolina.
Say, yeah,
their best player was a special teamer, and he just retired.
Yeah, like, that'd be worse than when you went to Carolina, Baker. Don't do that. Don't do that. God.
I saw it somewhere. But
would anyways. You get a jersey?
Yeah, he would. 100% he would.
Maybe.
Just like he'll get a Caleb Williams jersey.
No,
if he goes to the Raiders.
Not a chance.
All right, but I am a Baker Mayfield fan, and yeah. I am a Patriots fan still. I'm not, so I might, if he went there, I wouldn't like it for his career because I think the Patriots are going to be, it's going to be a long time before they're good again. Like, for Baker's career, I hope the fuck he doesn't go there, but I don't know, man.
Wow.
Be a bad move.
Yes.
See, now we're hoping for Joe's misery.
Yeah, I hope he does go there.
It's not really misery, but, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily like it.
Me and Chris can talk about how bad he sucks again.
Give us a like, a share, and a follow on our social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. You can find all of our podcasts at your favorite podcast provider. As always, check out SOTDET.com. Click on shop. Buy some shit. We'd appreciate it. It would support us. SOTDET.com. On behalf of these two fuckers, I'm Joe. We are Sports on Tap Detroit. See you next Tuesday.
And that is it for us today.
No, God, please, no!
Bye, have a great time.
No, God!
Bye, guys.
No, 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 no!
Bye, buddy.
No!
Goodbye.
No!
Goodbye!
No!
It's never goodbye.
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Hey.
You know, we've been through our ups and been through our downs.
You were meant to be here tonight.
You guys will always be in my heart.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
I think the most important part is that we all stay together throughout.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Live. Fight like hell. The best thing I have ever done, the best thing I will ever do, is be a dad.
God, I love you guys. Mamba out.